Welcome to Crossroads Connection. This is a show all about having conversations surrounding life, ministry, and culture. I want to say a quick thank you to our friends at the Truth Network for airing this program.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to another episode of Crossroads Connection. We got radio effects now. We do.
Whoa, that was sounded good. That was a good echo.
It was. I am Tyler. I got Jamie, our show producer, and Andy, our host here. How are you both doing?
Hey, Tyler.
You guys excited to be here?
I'm so excited to be here today.
Once again, I love this time together. Mm-hmm. It is a great opportunity for us to talk all things transformational and all things with Crossroads Connection, and cannot wait for this particular episode right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so every episode we've kind of been, you know, talking through transformation.
We have,
we've been
having
guests on the show, kind of from our community.
Right.
So we've got an awesome guest later on that we're going to be interviewing.
We have two guests.
We do have two guests today. Double
That's right. We've doubled
fun.
It up. Yeah. Right. That's right. Not just one, but two.
Yeah. So who are we going to be talking to a little bit later, Andy?
We are talking to two incredible young adult leaders in the Triangle, specifically about an amazing event that I think every young adult should attend called Arise, coming up very, very soon in March. So we cannot wait to talk to them.
I'm going
to
be there.
Yeah, you're leading worship for
it.
You're leading worship for it, which is going to be amazing. So the Crossroads Fellowship worship team, or part of the worship team, is leading worship for it.
Yeah.
I am not allowed to go because I'm not a young adult.
So
I got, you aged out like 20 years ago?
Solidly. Yeah, at least 15. Yeah, so I'm no longer able to attend those events. But we are excited to talk to them. It is so important to talk about. And once again, you know, we've been talking about transformation. And we were in this year of transformation, not only as a church, but we really believe that transformation can happen around the Triangle and literally around the world through things like this young adult conference coming up. And as we've been talking about in the church, through getting into the Word of God. And I want to put a little plug real quick, if I can, that if you've not done so yet, please visit crossroads.org/2020 and find out all the information about how we are doing transformation this year. There's kids resources, small group resources, the sermon links, the downloadable PDF of the Bible reading plan. And we are absolutely enjoying this as a church. And I believe that whether you go to Crossroads or not, wherever church you go to, wherever you're listening from, I highly recommend going through the Word of God because it's absolutely transformational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been so great doing that as a church. In fact, let's take a minute and listen to a clip of a recent sermon and then let's chat about it some.
And so we know that there's some kind of spiritual tension happening in Balaam's life. And Balaam made a few mistakes right out of the bat called compromise. He compromised. He compromised what he knew he should do versus what he shouldn't do. And you see this compromise happening. In other words, here's a great statement to just kick us off this morning. Balaam absolutely had a knowledge of God, but did not have a relationship with God. And I think that that's the scary danger part in just knowing of God. In fact, as we've been going through transformation and reading through the Bible, we've been real careful to encourage you, don't just read the Bible and check a box. But the fear is that all we want to do is get more and more knowledge of God and forget that we got to have a relationship with them. There's a big difference between just knowing about somebody and really knowing somebody. And so what Balaam is starting to show us is what happens when you have a knowledge, but not really a heart connection to the God of the universe. He was seeking God's will regarding something that was plainly not God's will. And how often do we maybe do this? Where we actually go to God in prayer, hoping that he won't tell us what we already know he's going to tell us. And this is what Balaam is doing. He's playing this game with God, going, God, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to ask just in case. We know he does this because he tells the people, let me go consult God about this matter. And so he does the very thing that I think most people do. We've already made up in our mind and our heart what we want to do, and then we go to God hoping he'll disagree with us. And it's all woven in our life. It's a fact, I think we probably do it more than we actually realize. So Balaam began on a dangerous course, entertaining his carnal and his flesh and not the spirit. It's almost so similar to, I think, sometimes how we act. God, I know your Bible says this. I know everybody in the Word of God says this, but maybe, just maybe, you can give me an exception and just kind of give me a workaround. Give me a loophole. Now, here's the beautiful thing about God, though, in all of this. God is still showing him mercy. Even as a result of this, even when Balaam is still choosing wrong, God is still showing him mercy.
Awesome. So at the top of that sermon clip there, Andy, you really launch into that talking a lot about compromise.
That's right.
Can we dig into that a little bit together?
Yeah, I think that's the beginning of the downfall of all of us. I think we, and this is why I'm so excited to interview the young adult professionals, because I think that we all deal with compromise, but the world of young adults right now and what young adults are facing right now, along with students and quite frankly with us, we are faced with so many options and choices every day. Do we really believe who God is and what God says, or do we want to compromise those beliefs? And as I said in that sermon, to pursue after the carnal and flesh, which moves us away from the spirit. So I think that compromise is really at the heart of all of it. You know, we were coming out of a passage talking about Balaam and Balaam's donkey, and Balaam was compromising his beliefs in order to be a prophet for hire. And what Balaam was doing was he was trying to justify, and I think that's the other word, compromise leads us to try to justify what we do. And if we're not careful as Christians, we'll try to justify it even using the Bible. And that's kind of a scary place to be, to where we say, I'm pretty sure God's word says that I shouldn't do this or I should do this, but culture is saying something different and my peer group is saying something different. So let me try to justify what I'm doing. And what that does is it causes us to lead in our carnal flesh instead of in the nature of our spirit. And one final thing before we get into the interview with the young adults is that it really comes to that heart connection and it comes to that will connection. And what I said also in that compromise was Balaam obviously had a knowledge of God. And I think a lot of people do. In fact, probably most people listening to this program right now probably have a knowledge of God. The issue, though, is do you have a heart connection relationship with God? And that's what we see happening with Balaam, is that there's not that heart connection that's causing him to choose properly. And with just a head knowledge and just a knowledge that is superficial to some degree and more carnal, flesh-driven, that's where we try to justify our choices. And so the bottom line of what we're talking about with compromise is that the more we have just a head knowledge and less of a heart knowledge, the more compromise we're going to see. And the more that we have a relationship with God and the more that it's sunking into our heart, then the more we're going to follow him in our spirit and have less compromise.
Yeah, that's really good, Andy. Well, I'm really excited to jump into our interview with Chris and Dennis, and we're going to do that after a word from our sponsor.
Perhaps you've asked yourself this question: are you running the business or is the business running you? How might your teams grow if your teams were driving the business forward instead of you? You are sitting on a wealth of untapped opportunity. It takes courage to learn how to create a culture where your people are truly empowered to own their seats. My name's Cheryl Scanlon, business and executive coach. Working together, we'll go straight to your core challenges to sort through competing demands and realign to your highest priorities for measurable results. Visit c3advantage.net. That's c3advantage.net.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back from the break. We're so glad that you are with us here again on this show and on this episode. And right now, we are being joined by two incredible young adult leaders in the area. We've got Chris Sprague, who is the young adult director at Crossroads Fellowship. Chris, how are you doing?
Hello, hello. Thank you all for having me.
We are so grateful you're here. And we have Dennis Herring, who is one of the speakers for Arise this year. Yes, so, sir. Dennis, thank you for joining us as well.
Glad to be here. Appreciate the honor.
Excellent. Well, guys, we brought you in primarily to talk about Arise. Arise is a great young adult event that's coming up here soon, and we wanted to give you both an opportunity to not just share about Arise, but also really to talk about young adult and young adult community. Believe it or not, I was a young adult at one time.
Really?
I was.
What?
I was. Believe it or not, I had a few good years when I was a young adult. Jamie, have you ever been a young adult?
I think I was a young adult.
Do you still consider yourself a young adult?
I kind of think that I do.
She's totally
in
young.
My
you?
Life. Right? Oh, yeah. You think you're still
Chris?
A young adult?
I do, in my heart.
In your heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel
age,
like,
age,
right.
That's a number.
Don't you still
all right, age
feel
is just a number?
Like a young adult? Yeah. I still yeah. feel like
good.
Yeah.
I hope you feel that way
yes.
the rest of your life.
Me too.
Is there an age that you would go back to in your young adult? Well, first off, how do you both Dennis and Chris, how do you define a young adult? What's the age bracket we're talking about here?
Age bracket. It's 18 to 34.
You mean 18 to 45?
18
to 100.
18
to
34. I'm not that
okay.
Far 18 off, to 100. Actually.
Jamie's only 7 years off from that number.
I'm only 3 years off.
Oh, 3 years
from that
off from number. So
I need to do the math.
So you're 37.
Maybe I'm 4 years off from that number. I think I'm 38.
Don't do it.
All right. So, eight, you know what happens after you become a young adult?
You forget
how old you are.
You really, part. Actually, that's true.
In all seriousness, Jamie, somebody asked me the other day, they're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 40.
Me too.
Five?
Constantly.
I always say, like, it's a question. Yeah. How old are you? 45?
I think yeah. so.
Like, are you asking me a question or am I supposed to give a statement?
I once went a whole year thinking I was a year older than I was. And my mom corrected, like, towards my next birthday. She corrected me.
You're like, but yes, I'm younger than I
yes,
was.
Yes, I gained back a whole year. It was amazing.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't even know how to respond to that.
That's just impressive.
That's very impressive.
It's better than the other way.
So mentally, like, you're finding like, out yes, you lost I a year. Who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jamie, is there an age in those young adult? They just defined it for us 18 to 35. Is it 34?
34. 34. Yes.
18 to 34. Is there one? If you had to pick one of those ages to go back to, what would it be? What age
I always
would it be?
Think back on like my husband and I, like what's the good old days? It was about like our early 20s. It really was.
Early 20s. Yeah. Before kids?
Yeah, before kids. I had kids before at 25. Kids. Okay. So like 21 to 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, I'm getting close to 30, so it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. All right, for all you listeners out there, that is Chris Sprague who just said that.
Yes, 30 is coming up.
Get you a walker next year.
That's right. All right, so young adult ministry, before we talk about Arise, I think this is a good lead into the importance of Arise. So both of you are in, obviously, young adult culture. You are both young adults, and you're working with young adults. What do you both see as one of the biggest challenges to the young adults of our generation, of our time right now? What are they facing? What are they dealing with? What are they struggling with? And the follow-up question will be kind of the answer of why something like Arise is so important. So either one of you guys got a thought about that?
So just as a clarifying question, are we talking difficulty towards like just in general or like from our church background standpoint?
No, in general. Just in general. Just young adults in general. What do you think their biggest struggles and what they're facing right now is?
Yeah. At least from what I've gotten to be a part of and seen, that's college to young adult is kind of the day and age where you're in that funny phase where you're no longer in college. You don't get to have you going out is no longer much of a thing to based on what your personality. You tend to phase out of that and you're getting into that awkward stage of, okay, I'm out of college, time to start growing up, but you're not yet. You may not yet be married or be a parent yet. Uh-huh. So you're in that awkward phase of who am I right now? Like what's my ordeal here in life? Like what am I supposed to do right now?
Yeah, that is a tough one, right? So you go to school and you're surrounded by your friends all the time in college. And you know, even if you don't go away to school, you still got that network of college. And there, let's face it, there's a certain lifestyle that goes with college age, right?
Correct.
Late nights, you know, studying, lots of friend time, lots of me time. Of course, you're working. Most people are working and you're studying. I mean, it's like everything. You're doing everything. And then one day that's gone. You're done. Right. You're done with college. And now what, right? So being lost a little bit in there.
And to add into that, I think as well as like, you know, we all want to be our own person as well, but we also have the pressure of, you know, impressing the people that are going to financially take care of us in the future. So that's careers, bosses, mentors, and just trying to make the right decisions, but also those decisions to be our own unique thoughts as well.
So what do you think some of the other challenges are? When I think of young adults and challenges, I'm thinking of dating, right? And for the ones that aren't married, when you get out of college, you're not dating anybody. So now you got the dating scene that happening. What other kind of challenges, kind of like that same environment? What other things are facing young adults right now when it comes to those kind of things?
Well, I think learning how to be patient and waiting for the right person, but also putting yourself out there to where you're not waiting for something to change supernaturally as well. Like there's a lot of, you have to go out and make yourself available as well. So I think there's a lot of fear of rejection in a lot of young adults and not being good enough for another person or thinking that there's somebody that's better than them for a person that they would want to pursue. So,
I mean, and again, just to add to that again, it's you're going from being in high school and college and kind of being given a schedule, being given what you're going to be doing next 4 years to now, it's up to you. It's your turn to hunt for a job. It's your turn to hunt for an apartment. All the decisions are being brought back to you now where it's not that you can't fall back on somebody for help, but
right. A
lot of it comes back down to now, okay, now it's my decision of what to do next. I'm not being told to go to class, not being told to go to sports, not being told to do certain things anymore. Now a lot of it's going back to, it's a new responsibility you're facing. More decisions are being made by you.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So in young adult world, we have an event called Arise coming up. And tell me the heartbeat behind Arise. What's the purpose of the why behind it?
So the purpose behind Arise is it is specifically an event for young adults, and the goal is to help bring more community to that age group, because what we have noticed, Chris and I, is that while there are many churches who have effective young adult groups in their churches, and there are fun social things to do in the community, there is not a big emphasis on, it's more about what you're doing versus who you're doing it with. And so we're trying to create an event where, yes, there is a schedule to what you're doing. We're coming together to worship the one and true God together. But it's more so about you getting to know people your age who are going through the same walks of life you are, who may have similar backgrounds than you, and just you're learning to do it. It's more about the people you're doing it with versus the actual activity you're doing.
Right.
That's right. And to add to that, too, a lot of people are focused on the destination, but it's really about the journey. And the journey of Arise has actually fostered Dennis and myself's relationship together to do ministry together. It's created an opportunity for the community, for people that are good leaders to actually enjoy serving God with their gifts instead of just, you know, coming to church to sit down. You can come to church to stand up for God. And so
exactly. Really
cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hearing the common theme of community.
Correct.
And the importance behind that for all the reasons that we just talked about, that everybody, yeah. I think everybody's looking for community to some degree. Mm-hmm. We're all looking for that place to fit. And I think you're right that, you know, once you get out of those college years, and even in those college years, I mean, let's face it, teenagers are dealing with this too. Yeah. And I think not just that, quite honestly, everybody deals with it. You know, even me at 45, you deal with it at my age where you're trying to find that community that fits you, that has the same kind of likes that you have and interests and hobbies and, you know, like-minded people. And I'm sure you face that too, Jamie, at your ripe age of 47. 30?
I don't know.
In your 30s. Somewhere in your 30s. 24, you know, wherever you are.
Under 50.
Whatever age Jamie is, 30. I'm sure you face it at your age too, right?
Right? I do. Yeah.
So, you know, I guess the point of that, it's like whether you're male, female, old, young, you know, young adults, kids, and we're all kind of trying to find that community together. So talk to us about the night of Arise. So a young adult comes and it's for ages 18 to 34. And they arrive. What can they expect at the event as far as what's actually going to happen?
So Friday night, they would come in, they would have a time of fellowship, just kind of getting to know one another. Then they would go into an actual event where there's a speaker and everybody sits together, and they get to where the main goal there is for them to see vision within their community, within media, and to be able to pursue the community through that. So it would be, you come in, sit down. Dennis is actually speaking the first night, and then there's going to be just more discussion that night. Saturday, you come in, early morning, small little light snack breakfast. Then Micah and myself are going to do a double sermon, so it's going to be two people on the stage, and we get to kind of rub each other's backs as far as talking through journey and having your own legacy as a Christian. It's not about your career, is not your legacy in your life. Your legacy is based off of, rather, Christ is going to be the center of your focus in life, or if, you know, culture is going to take over. And so, you know, combating those things, the journey will take care of that. Mike is going to speak into the journey and some of the hardships and the failures that we have to stand up from. And then after that, we're going to have a live DJ. It'll move us into a podcast. It'll be a podcast at nighttime. It's called The Most Epic Podcast. Jamie.
Excellent.
Jamie and Charlene will be hosting that. It'll be a live discussion. They'll be on the be answering a bunch of questions about what our culture, hard Christian culture questions that a lot of people don't talk about in the church. So it's going to be really fun. There's going to be food trucks there. And like I said, live DJ, I mean, that's an awesome event alone. So
yeah.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It sounds like a great time.
It does.
So we got live DJ, there's worship. So we got a worship band. And those, mm-hmm. So this is a collaboration from several different churches.
Correct.
And so what churches are involved in this that are I know those lectures are probably attending, but so I know Crossroads Fellowship is one of them. Living Word Church has partnered with you all. Mm-hmm. Are there other churches as well that are partnering to that degree?
We also have like different community ministries that are young adult based.
Okay.
And so you have people like John 15 Ministry, and Dennis actually pairs with him and does a lot of media marketing and mm-hmm. stuff on Facebook. And then you have Overwhelming, Micah Stokes, the person that's speaking with me on stage. He runs that company. It's more of an apparel thing, but okay. it's also for Christ. So yeah. there's an awesome testimony that comes in behind it. We're also going to be able to support the Most Epic Podcast, which they're starting that to be able to reach the community and get those questions answered in the community. And like I said, we're forming out of Arise a community of opportunity, which will lead into a thing called Lion's Legacy. And Lion's Legacy is going to be where the whole community of Christians, whether you're a new believer or a seasoned old cast iron skillet like myself, comes in and
cooks at age 30,
cooks the bacon.
Still 29. He's hanging on tight,
slaving away on the stove. But creating that community of Christians where we can stand up for our faith and not just be defined by the culture that's around us, but we can actually have a mission to live a legacy for Christ and also live a legacy to love our zip code. Things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what I hear you say is that this is not just a one and done event.
No.
That you're hoping that this event actually spins into more community long term all year. And one of the things I've heard both you say off air is about the kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
Speak to that. Speak to why this is important for the kingdom and it's not just about one church.
Right. So just to bring the context from why it's not just an event, it's about kingdom. I mean, this is not to disrespect or disregard other church conferences. Every conference has its mission and they have their purpose. Our mindset behind Arise and Lions and what it could turn into with Lions Legacy is we just don't want to create another event. There's plenty of churches in the area that have conferences and where people can attend to receive a word. But we want to try to take a step, not take a step past them, but just take a different approach to it.
Sure, yeah.
And go, instead of creating another weekly event that someone can attend, let's see. You can't really grow roots in an event, but you can grow roots in a community. You can grow roots in a belief system. And so our real goal behind that is to have the events to really have everyone come together once a year to celebrate and see each other again. But make that kind of the springboard going by that calendar schedule, the next fiscal year being from Arise to Arise, what can we pour into the people coming that motivates them and encourages them and really just shows them who they are in God's eyes to want to make a difference in their community and really just be God's light that we're called to be. So yes, it's an event for a weekend once a year, but it's also supposed to be a catalytic event that's supposed to spark something on the inside of you that wants to make a difference in the community and that really wants to be that hands and feet of Jesus in the Raleigh area.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. So tell us again what the dates are for this event.
March 27th and 28th. It's a two-day event. It'll be Friday night starting, I think, at 5 o'clock, and then it'll run to about 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on how crazy we get.
Yep.
You know, because we're night owls at 9
there
o'clock.
There you go. Young adults going at it.
Hashtag Jesus freaks.
And then Saturday morning, we'll get back there. If you're an early bird, you'll be there at 8. If you are slacker, you'll be there at 9 o'clock. And then we have an all-day event, so pretty much till... once again, late night, probably around 5 o'clock that night.
Oh, there you go. Is there a cost involved to the event?
There is. So if you go to ariserdu.com, you'll see all the stuff, the speakers. We have the speakers lined up. We have the schedule. And you'll be able to see the prices. We had an early bird special where you could receive a free shirt. If you sign up now, you can bring a friend and get the same price as you would for the early bird special, which is $35 a person. But you have to bring a friend.
Yeah, and then, that's for February, right?
That's correct. Okay. So get your tickets now. It's gonna end quick because we're at the end of February. And so in the next month, it will be $55, but we're also going to, if you sign up early, and the early of the month, then you can actually get a free shirt then as well.
There you go.
So
free stuff is always good stuff.
Yep. And the shirts are $20 a pop if you do buy them at the event. So
ariserdu.com for more information. And guys, thanks for being on the show. I'm excited for what you're trying to accomplish here for young adults and building community. It's needed for all of us, but really that young adult age is so needed to have some great community. So thanks for doing that. And I guess one final question for everybody listening right now is, how can we be praying for the event? How can all of us who are not 18 to 34 that aren't invited to the event, that aren't going to get free gear, how can we be praying for you for the event?
The best thing I could probably just ask for is just for God to show up, because we can put all the effort into it, all we want to, all the marketing, make the coolest lights, the coolest sound, bring in the best bands. And at the end of the day, if God doesn't show up and he doesn't do what he can only do, then honestly, it was all in vain, as the Bible says. So just asking him to show up however he wants to, whenever he wants to, just that his spirit in some way, shape, or form shows up, so that this doesn't just go as a waste of time and go all in vain.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think as well, too, just pray for those people who may be riding on the fence if they should go or if they shouldn't. Praying for those. And just, it's a faith thing. Like, we have to go to these things and expect God to move. So the only way that you can take a chance is to be there. So sign up. It's fun. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Good community.
Well, guys, Chris, Dennis, thank you so much for doing this event, Arise, and thank you for being on our program.
Thank y'all for having
us. It's an honor.
Thank you for joining and listening to our program today. And thank you to Crossroads Fellowship and the Truth Network for making this show possible. You can find out more information about Crossroads Fellowship at crossroads.org. If this show has impacted you, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at info@crossroads.org. Thank you to C3 Advantage for sponsoring this program. We look forward to having you join us on the next show.
Your success as a leader hinges upon buy-in from your teams, clear and consistent communication from you, and strategic delegation. My name's Cheryl Scanlon. C3 Advantage helps you steward your most valuable resource well, improve retention, grow employee engagement, and generate higher team and individual ownership. The success of your organization begins with you and depends on your team. Go deeper as a leader and watch your organization go further. Visit c3advantage.net. That's C3advantage.net.